Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The big news of the morning is Republicans will not roll out their tax bill today and instead will wait until Thursday. They're working on unresolved issues. They're trying to fit a lot of tax cuts into a small bill, in essence. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that House Republicans will preserve the top individual tax rate of 39.6%. Our colleagues are also reporting that, and they're also reporting that Ryan told conservatives yesterday the income threshold would be higher than it is now, putting that between $750,000 and $1 million. He said the estate tax would be repealed, but might have to be phased out to save money in the short term.
Unresolved items include the salt tax, how to ensure wealthy individuals don't take advantage of the lower 25% small business rate, and what to do about 401k retirement plans. Ryan was also fuzzy on the timing for a one-time tax repatriation. We've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll up this morning that shows voters like tax reform, but are cool to a corporate rate cut. 48% of registered voters who responded to the poll said they strongly support or somewhat support the overall proposal based on what they knew about it, compared to 37% who opposed it. But a key part of the plan, lowering the corporate tax rate to 20% from 35%, remains one of its least popular aspects. A plurality of respondents, 41%, said it shouldn't be part of tax legislation, compared to 39% who said it should.
Let's talk about what this delay means. It's not that big of a deal. Republicans want you to believe that, and it's somewhat true. Massive bills, and this one will be 1,000-plus pages, are hard and they take time. Tax reform is not a walk in the park. This is only going to get harder. Remember, we haven't seen a single detail yet, not one. The delay helps highlight that this is a long, arduous, and tricky process.
And here's an important reminder. Up on Capitol Hill and among Republican political operatives, the success of tax reform is seen as existential and binary. Finish it and get it into law and keep the House. Fail, and the House could be gone. Behind the scenes, Trump sat down with nearly a dozen trade association heads on tax reform Tuesday. He asked the CEOs who had been working on this when President Ronald Reagan did it the last time around in the 1980s. The answer, just two. Tom Donahue of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Dirk Van Dongen of the National Association of Wholesale Distributors. Missing from that meeting, Jerry Howard, head of the National Association of Home Builders, who has come out against the tax package.
The latest on their terror attack in New York, AP's reporting that investigators are scouring the driver's background to try to determine what led him to hit people on a riverfront bike path near the World Trade Center. 8 people were killed and 11 seriously injured. The driver was identified as an immigrant from Uzbekistan. He was in critical condition but was expected to survive after a police officer shot him in the stomach.
The AP Zeke Miller has a look at how Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly has brought order to the West Wing, but he is also revealing himself as holding hawkish views on issues like immigration and national security. CNN has a report that Trump is rejecting Steve Bannon's calls to take a hard line against Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller for now. And Annie Carney and Josh Dossie write that Mueller has scheduled an interview with Trump's longtime aide and current communications director Hope Hicks for mid-November.
Trump's team has been working hard to get him ready for his trip to Asia, with top aides scheduling dozens of short briefings to try and avoid overloading the president. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting that the U.S. has been quietly pursuing direct diplomacy with North Korea. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.